it's no secret the Red River Valley had a wet September. Many farmers are still waiting to resume harvest. According to National Weather Service meteorologist Greg Gust, the Fargo area tipped the scale at 4.5 inches of rain last month. The Grand Forks area had about double that at 9 inches of rain. In fact, Gust says it's the wettest September on record for Grand Forks since the late 1880s.
That's a phenomenon that nobody needs in September. Anywhere around here. But that's mainly up here. Now, it's still wet in the Southern Valley as well, because they've had more consistent rain throughout the year, so they also have some standing water issues down in and around the Fargo-Moorhead area and points out. But it's not as pervasive. You know, they haven't quite had quite the big dumps that we've seen here. But now we have to get the sunshine. All of these areas need sunshine, warm air, and a bit of a breeze to come in here and give us at least a little bit of drying conditions.
Wet conditions spanned beyond the Red River Valley. Gust says the central and western parts of North Dakota are sitting at 300 to 500% of normal rainfall for September. Typically, fall months are a time for lower precipitation. On average, rainfall is just a few inches.
You throw in a September where you're getting 4 or 5 inches of rain, or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9, and you're jumping, you know, way above normal for those type of things. So whether it's the wettest on record, gosh, it's going to be looking close for a September.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.